Good morning. Welcome to the House of the Lord on this Independence Weekend, where we celebrate our freedom as a country and also celebrate our freedom that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So welcome to you all. Please look at your bulletin, page 6. All the announcements are there for the week. And then make sure you look at page 7, so the St. John's Swag Shop. I've never really used that word before, but it's all right there in print. If you have any questions, make sure you talk to Jocelyn in the office. But that was up on Friday, so you can start purchasing St. John's attire and who knows what else might be on that website in the future. But gather together as the people of God, I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
In the storms, winds, and waves, he whispers, "Fear not, I am with you." God is our peace in the midst of the storms of life. Center your focus on God and not the storm. Our call to worship this morning is "Praise You in This Storm."
I was sure, my love, that you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I'll say amen. It's still raining, and as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through. I'm with you.
At this time, we'll have our scripture and prayer of invocation. Our scripture is found on Psalm 121. It is on page 612 for those of you who wish to follow along in your pew Bibles. Here's Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you, will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the many wonderful blessings that you have given us. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for our country and the many, many courageous people that you have enabled to lead this country to freedom and liberty. As Psalm 121 infers, we should not look to the high places and idols that are located on the hills of ancient Israel or many other high places in this present world. You are our almighty creator. You do not sleep, and you are our keeper and protector from evil, Lord. Please keep us and guide us. Please strengthen our faith in you and help us to find and realize comfort and peace within you. Please strengthen our confidence in you. Please guide our worship. We are thankful that we live in a country where we may worship you freely. Please teach us and help us to know you more and more. Please help us to glorify you in our worship and all that we do. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen.
Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. I keep asking that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be open and enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Please stand if you are able and join us in our opening song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is near to all those who call on him. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. How great is our God. Darkest days, in the black of night, no matter how dire our situation, we need to look to the one who is light. Psalm 18:28 says, "My God turns my darkness into light." God is light, and in him there is no darkness. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now sin is darkness, and sin separates us from God, but the Bible promises us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Jesus declares in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. For the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light."
Thank you.
And I invite children to come forward for a children's message. Didn't I just spend Sunday school with you? We tried to play follow the leader. That worked somewhat, huh? Well, this morning, in our lesson from Exodus 27, we're talking a little bit about the tabernacle. And the tabernacle was a big tent-like structure that God had the Israelites make. And in the tabernacle, inside, there were some lamps. And God said that the priests, Aaron and his sons, they were supposed to keep the lamps burning from evening till morning. So in the dark of night, the lamps had to be taken care of. They had to put oil in them, and they had to trim the wicks so that the flame, the fire, would not go out. Now, I don't want you to move other than turn and face the white altar. Can you turn your necks and look at the altar? And you see that red globe on top of the altar right behind the Bible? That is known as the eternal flame. And inside that red glass globe is a white canister. And I want you to look this way. And you see this gentleman sitting right here with the glasses on, all by himself. That is Dean Buckenmeyer. And he is the custodian of the church. And every Monday and every Friday, he takes oil from a container like this, and he first puts out the flame in the eternal flame. He takes out the white canister, opens it up, and he pours in oil so that the eternal flame never goes out. And he does that every Monday and every Friday, or close to it. And he fills it up, and then when he puts it back in, he has to light the wick one more time so that the flame is there. And every once in a while, he probably has to trim the wick. That means he has to adjust it, because we don't want it too big, because then it goes through the oil really fast. And he doesn't want it too small so that we can still see it. It has to be medium. You are right, Reese. It has to be medium. So just like in the tabernacle, as the priest took care of the lamps, our Dean takes care of the lamp. It's called the eternal flame. And what that symbolizes is that God's Holy Spirit is with us at all times. The eternal flame. Jesus as the light of the world. That flame has to stay lit. And it reminds us, I want you from now on, whenever you see the eternal flame on the altar, I want you to remember that God's Holy Spirit is with us all the time, everywhere we might be. Okay? Let's remember that and let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these boys. We thank you for their families. Lord, we pray that they would continue to be raised in the church and in the faith of Jesus Christ, remembering the symbolism of the eternal flame, that your Spirit is with us always. In Christ we pray, amen. You may find your way back to your seats.
I draw your attention to the back of the bulletin where you see needs listed, prayer requests listed of this congregation, of this community. So let us pray together as we approach the heavenly throne of our Father with our petitions, prayers, and thanksgivings. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place where you truly dwell and live with us. Lord, we acknowledge that you are almighty, that you do dwell here in all your holiness and righteousness. And in that holiness, we do see our faults and we do see our shortcomings, and we confess those to you. Lord, you also dwell with us as a Savior, as a Redeemer, that you have come to dwell here with us as Jesus Christ, that you came to this earth to take our place. You came to this place to nail our sins to the cross, so that now we can dwell here with you without fear of wrath or penalty of sin. And because of what you've done, you've made us dear children who get to run and worship in the presence of our Father. Lord, on top of that, you have sent us the gift of your Holy Spirit, who dwells not just in a building or a tent, but dwells in us. Your presence in us, speaking to us and reminding us of who you are and what you've done for us, a presence that guides us and comforts us and counsels us. And now we, being your temple, your tabernacle in this world, we're called to then dwell in this world with our neighbors, with our community, and to take those gifts and shine into the world and be a light for you, and demonstrating the power and the peace and the joy that comes with your presence. Lord, in that mission of bringing your light to the world, we ask for your help. Help us to remember what we truly need by remembering the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our sermon hymn. Our sermon hymn is In Christ There Is No East or West. For those of you who would like to follow along in the red hymnal, it is page number 285.